The Folk Festival on Cambridge 105 with Miller's Music, celebrating 160 years of music in the city. Visit them on Sussex Street or online at millersmusic.co.uk.
Cambridge 105 on this Friday afternoon. It's 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. Other side of the van now. We're closer to the stage again. The artists are performing there, just finishing up. So we're hoping, the theory is, by the time we've finished speaking to my next guests, everything will be quiet-ish and we can get a song from them as well. So we say a very good afternoon to Lady Nade. Hello. Very well, thank you very much. You've got a couple of other people with you as well. We'll introduce them first. Let's be polite.
Oh, hi, I'm Faith Gage-Roscoe.
I'm Tom Fryer, and we're from the People's Front Room.
I'm going to find out about the People's Front Room in a short while, because I was there yesterday evening, and it's just a little tucked away, and it's great. There's some fantastic music coming out of there, but tell us about yourself and your music. What do you do?
I am a singer-songwriter based in Bristol, and I'm performing this weekend, and I'm just about to release an album called Hard to Forget, and I've got a special guest, Tom Fryer, with me from the People's Front Room. We're working on a song at the moment, so we want to do something a little bit special for you today, so we'll be performing a song that we're working on a bit later.
Okay, and so the People's Front Room, which we'll find out about in a moment or two. You're performing there later on, or were you there a few times? How does that work from your perspective?
Yes, I've got the pleasure of performing every day, and I'm going to be performing at 9 o'clock tonight, and then there's a schedule. We're a family, and we put together a schedule each day in the morning. Well, Faith does that for us. And then we rotate and we all play, and there's a late night jam on happening tonight, and there's loads of really cool musicians.
So everybody comes and takes part in all of that.
There's even auditions each morning. The PFR are actually auditioning and looking for new talent and to come and join the family.
We often talk about there's something of a pecking order which seems to be around the festival, of people playing on the sidelines and then gradually making their way up to the other stages. Yeah, I'm thinking that the People's Front Room kind of fits in with that just ever so slightly.
We are looking to expand. We've been requested to play bigger setups at a couple of festivals. Best of all, they've invited us to play a bigger stage this year, and there's talk of doing that at the Secret Garden Party in Shambhala next year. It's something that's evolving, but I'm very new to the People's Front Room, but I know that these guys have been working hard over the last 8 years, really building up a family, 12 years, sorry, and yeah, they're amazing. They're a bunch of really amazing people, and it's such a pleasure to be here with them and be part of the Front Room.
So Faith, tell me a little bit more about who are the People's Front Room.
So it was a art installation that was set up by my parents about 12 years ago, who've been kind of festival goers their whole life, and over kind of progressive period of time from like 12 years ago to now, it's kind of grown in size and grown in like community, and now we have an array of musicians, about 60 odd musicians that can come and perform for us. So like Tom and Nade are some of them. So and it's an art installation as well. So as you saw,
I was going to say, because it is literally,
away,
it is
yeah.
like it. It is
like a little front room, and all the art is made by my mum, Sarah Gager, and one of her friends, Jilly Peter, who hand make all the artwork and all the lining and everything. And there's a lot of kind of thought that goes into it. So, yeah, it's a really great environment, and we work as a collective. So we're a family. So my family helped set it up, and now we've taken on like a massive 70 plus family that we all work together, we all make breakfast together, we all set up together and take down, so it feels like a big collective.
And what's the relationship with the Folk Fest? You're kind of like they're the Edinburgh Festival and you're the Edinburgh Fringe, or the Cambridge Folk Festival.
We do get that a little
the
bit,
outsiders, the yeah. renegades of the festival.
We're the free spirited side, you could
but
say
they're clearly happy to have, to
yeah.
have you here.
Yeah, they really like us here. I think it's because it offers something a little bit different to the rest of the festival. And also we promote a lot of really new upcoming artists. So, you know, you're showcasing artists here that have a lifetime of experience, where our artists are all up and coming, they're all young, and we're Arts Council funded as well. And part of that is to try and encourage young musicians to give them a platform to perform on. And
as I say, this is a pecking order. There is a throughput to get up and maybe in years to come appear on the stage.
Hopefully,
behind us.
Yeah, just so you push them out and then they can shine all in their glory later on.
Now it's gone quiet behind us, so I'm going to take advantage of this moment. It's wonderful music coming from the first stage, but we want to hear some wonderful music of our own. We've got Lady Nade with us, so we're going to ask for a song, and what are we going to get?
We're going to get an exclusive of a song that me and Tom have been working on. It's called I Can't Keep Myself From Loving You, and if you want to have this live version for free, then you can sign up on my website, which is ladynade.co.uk, and we'd be happy to send it to you, and there's links to other music that I'm about to release.
Oh, excellent product placement there as well, Lady Nade. Thank you very much. And Lady Nade, Tom, take it away.
Some things are better left unsaid.
I want to tell you everything.
Some things are better left untouched.
But I want to hold you so much. 'Cause I can't stop myself from loving you. Can you stop yourself from loving me? I can't keep myself from wanting you. Can you keep yourself from wanting me?
Some things are better left alone.
But I wanna feel you so close.
Some things are better left behind.
But I can't keep you from playing on my mind. 'Cause I can't stop myself from loving you. Can you stop yourself from loving me? I can't keep myself from wanting you. Can you keep yourself from wanting me?
You go your way, I'll go mine, I'll go mine.
'Cause I can't stop myself from loving you. Can you stop yourself from loving me? I can't keep myself from wanting you. Can you keep yourself from wanting me?
That one's called again.
Can't stop myself from loving you.
Can't stop myself from loving. That's really good. It's interesting the way it'd gone quiet next door, and also around this little press area where we are, went quiet here too. And that doesn't happen very often, I can assure you. Lady Nade, Tom, thank you very much for both that. Thank you as well.
Thank you.
I wonder if across to Tim, and I think we're probably going to do some travel now.
Cambridge 105 Travel.
with Wizpar, the social media and messaging app where you're in control.
All right, then we'll do some travel news. Queenie this way. This has been blocked all afternoon, according to our screen, but I'm not convinced it's still there. But we'll keep telling you about it for as long as it's on our screen. In both directions, this is due to an accident involving a motorbike and a car, presumably, between Forbourne Road, Cherry Hinton Road and the High Street there at Mowbray Road 2. The A505, slow traffic in both directions between the M11 at Junction 10 at Duxford. Very slow traffic on Newmarket Road in both directions between East Road and Newmarket Road and the Wadlows Road roundabout. And there's slow traffic on Gonville Place between northbound between Hills Road, Regent Street and Norfolk Street. No other problems to report to you so far this afternoon. Trains and planes are running fine. There's more travel in 20 minutes.
Cambridge 105 Travel
with Wizpar, the social media and messaging app. For more details and a free account, visit wizpar.com.
The Folk Festival on Cambridge 105 with Miller's Music, celebrating 160 years of music in the city. Visit millersmusic.co.uk.